感谢主啊，感谢主。就说你新的一年的愿望是什么
？So praise the Lord. So what's your new wishes for the new year?
那我看到我同学群里面发一个帖子啊，说呢很特别的一个视频。
视频。OK. So I saw this video on one of our friends WeChat group.
在安徽台呢，这个记者就采访一个年轻人，说你新年的愿望是什么？
So in this channel, so a reporter was interviewing another person, saying, "What's your wish?"
他说我新年的愿望呢是第一个不劳而获。
So he said, "My New Year resolution is to gain without working."
第二个是这个无功受禄。
无功受禄。
讲这些话呢，有点就是太可笑或者狂妄。
So as the older generation, when we hear this from the younger generation, it seems like really ridiculous. You know, doesn't make sense.
但是其实呢，我们在主耶稣里面就是这样，知道吗？大家相信吗
？But indeed, in Jesus Christ, we will be like that.
在世界上，这是一个不能成真的梦。
So in the world, is something that cannot be done.
所以等一会大家都要来做见证，就是我们中间好多的见证呢，正是主耶稣的恩典白白的领导我们。
So later on we can share our testimony to see how Jesus Christ's grace will come freely to us.
所以圣经上讲这恩典呢是白白的恩典，就是不劳而获。
So the Bible says a free is a grace that given to us is just like you gain without working.
你信还是不信？信的人举手。
If you believe,
你不一定要举啊，不一定要举。那现在好多人在想，这个基督教究竟是什么东西啊？
So、people,
基督教第一个就是不劳而获。
So for Christians, the first thing is that you gain without working.
那只有在神里面才不劳而获。
So only in God you can do that.
那大家要仔细去想啊，我们讲的圣经讲的是白白的恩典。
So the Bible says it's a free blessing, grace.
所以我们今天得救全是白白的恩典。
So when we are saved today, we get this grace, see, it's for free.
第二个就是无功受禄。
Second of all is that you gain the perfect without, you know, like,
你今天成为神的儿女。
Today you become the children of God.
而且圣经上讲呢，你成为王子。
And the Bible says you became a prince.
你享受的是什么样的待遇？
So what kind of benefit that you enjoy?
你有功劳吗？
Have you done anything?
那你为什么可以受这样的禄呢？
Then how come you can gain this kind of benefit?
我们中间有很多的见证。
So we have a lot of testimonies and manners.
当然不是说什么都不做，你至少要伸出手来去接受吧。
It's not like you don't actually do anything, but at least you have to, you know, like give out your hand to receive, right?
你做王子的话，最起码在那个皇家园林里面骑马打猎，也要学会骑马吧。
So if you are the prince, at least you have know how to ride your horses in the, you know, like the royal garden.
所以这是我们要做的。作为这个神的儿女呢，你要学一些做一些东西，要接受神的恩典。
So as the children of God, we need to learn something to receive the blessing from God.
第三个，坐享其成。
So the third is to, you know, get everything just by sitting down.
那个小伙子可能圣灵感动他，不知道他是有问题呢，还是基督徒。脑子有问题，要么是脑子有问题，要么是基督徒。
So the person being interviewed, he might be crazy or he might be, you know, like touched by the Holy Spirit.
那好多人把基督徒和有时候和傻瓜等同起来。
So a lot of times people think about
脑子有问题的人等同起来。
Christians equals to idiots.
所以巴西有一个说法。
So in Brazil, there's a saying.
他说只有两种人缴税。给政府交税。
So only two kinds of people will pay taxes to the government.
一种人就是圣徒。
So one is the saints.
就是那些非常虔诚的基督徒。
So those like very devoted Christians.
第二种就是白痴。
The second category is the idiots.
Yeah, 所以只有两种人给政府交税，
so,
要么是白痴，要么是圣徒。
So the idiots and the Christians will pay taxes.
所以有时候基督徒做的事情呢，看起来像白痴做的事情。
So a lot of times when the Christian things done by the Christians looks like something that's been done by the idiot.
所以那个小伙子说话，你不知道他是白痴还是圣徒。
So the person being interviewed, we don't know whether he's a Christian or if he's an idiot.
但是呢，只要得到主的恩典呢，白痴就是聪明人。
So as long as we gain the blessing from the Lord, so even if you are idiot,
所以第三步是一步就是坐享这个坐享其成啊，坐享其成。我们耶稣在十字架上说成了。
So when the person said we sit by getting everything, is that when Jesus has done everything for us?
相信耶稣成了的人呢，你就过一个生活。主耶稣讲呢，劳苦当重担的人到我这里来要得安息。
So those who believe that Jesus have already done it, it's just like the Bible said that we come, we lay down our yoke is easy, our burden is light.
你看野地的百合花不芳香不织布，他说穿戴的比所罗门最荣华的时候都要漂亮。
So look at the lilies in the valley, they never, you know, like sew or work, but still the dress that they wear is even greater than the greatest of Solomon.
所以他说你不要为明天忧虑，因为天父呢，你们的需要全知道了。
So do not worry about tomorrow because God knows all your needs.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，其他所需用的都要加给你。
So seek his kingdom and his wills, so everything else will be added to you.
那第四个呢，叫一步登天啊。
So the last one he mentioned is to, you know, like go straight to heaven by, you know, like one step.
我们基督徒就是一步登天。
So our Christians are like that.
对不对啊？我们的信仰就是一步登天嘛。
So do you believe that that's our faith?
别的信仰要苦修啊。
So for other religions, you have to, you know, like work yourself up.
苦修啊，苦修啊，呀，苦练啊。
Yeah, so you have to, you know, like work yourself.
啊，不能吃肉啊。
So you have to be vegetarian.
啊，一年要去朝圣多少次呀？
So you have to go to the holy temple to, you know, like worship for multiple times in a year.
哦，那个旁边那个蚂蚁你要小心，你如果踩死的话，你下一辈子就长成蚂蚁了。
Be careful the ants that next to you. If you step on the ant, you will become an ant in your next life.
冥想啊，坐在那里冥想啊。
You have to meditate, like, you know, meditate.
怎么样得到罪的洁净，得到这个得到这个成什么？
So you have to, you know, meditate. You have to purify yourself in order to, you know, like karma.
我以前练过很多种气功，佛教的、道教的。印度超越静坐，哎呀，越练越怎么发现，好像摸不着呢，很苦。
So I have practiced a lot of, you know, the Taoist meditations in the past. So, but the more I did it, the more I felt lost.
那因为人登不了天。
Because as man, we cannot reach heaven.
但是呢，我们基督的信仰就是神自己来到人间呢，说我把你带上天。
But as Christians, God has came down to us, and He will bring us up to the heaven.
那这就是我们信仰的真谛。
So this is the core of our faith.
所以为什么好多人不信？原因也在这里，因为它太简单了。
And that's also the reason why a lot of people couldn't believe, because the reason is too simple.
那真的，我们今天呢，再次的在新年里面，我们要回顾我们的信仰。信仰本来是非常简单的。
So once again, in the new year, we have to reflect our faith because our faith is supposed to be simple.
当我们仍把它变复杂的时候呢，我们的心事掩盖了我们的实质。
So if we have complicated our minds, then our thinking will, you know, like overshadow our truth.
所以在这新的一年里面呢，除旧迎新啊，我们再次的要默想我们新月的真理是什么。
So in the new year, we have to say goodbye to the old and welcome the new. So once again, we need to meditate what's the core of our salvation, New Testament.
那新约的真理非常的简单，就是信耶稣。
So the New Testament is very simple. It's just to believe in Jesus.
如果大家翻开约翰福音第三章十六十七节，最著名的啊，我们可以打在屏幕上面。
神爱世的那个章。
你如果没有的话，你仔细看屏幕和听，这就是我们新约真理的核心所在。
So we can turn to John chapter 3. So it's the core of our faith.
所以深爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，方得永生。
For God so loved, so verse 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
第十七节，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神爱独生子的名。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name.
那有人听到十八节说，不信的人罪已经定了，好像神为什么要定不信的人的罪呀？
And so when you read about verse 18, it says that God already condemned those who do not believe. Then you might question why.
其实道理非常的简单，就像一个癌症病人呢，他已经。病入膏肓，但是全世界最高明的大夫来到他的身边说，我免费给你治疗，而且一定能治好，他说了 no。
So the reason is quite simple, just imagine a person at his deathbed having cancer, and if a best doctor, a doctor came and tell him that okay, I can heal you and it is free, but if the person says no, I don't need it, then it's done.
所以这个状态已经定了。
So the conditions already determined that.
对，不是上帝要定他的罪，而是状态已经定了。
It's not God will condemn the world, but your condition condemns itself.
那前面讲的非常清楚，神差独生子来，不是要定世人的罪，看清楚了吧？十七节讲什么？
It says that God has sent his son not to condemn the world.
对，这是说神来是不要定世人的罪。
So God came does not want you, you know, condemn you.
所以把他的独生子赐下来呢，就是带我们，就是把我们的罪要赦免。
So that's why he sent his one and only son to come and, you know, help us with our sin.
所以这个真理呢，我们再放到使徒行传第五章。
So we can turn to Book of Acts.Chapter 5.
当时使徒呢在讲道的时候讲到这个道是什么道呢？
And it says what is the truth, the 道是什么？
三十节，三十一节。
Chapter 5, 30.
31. 因为当时呢，耶稣钉死复活以后呢，就给使徒让他们圣灵充满。后来耶稣升天以后呢，使徒们就开始传讲福音，也遇到很大的逼迫。这个时候呢。这个使徒们就站起来就讲。
So when Jesus descended to heaven and he sent down the Holy
Spirit,
ascended to heaven and sent down the Holy Spirit, so the disciples were filled and they were being.
这里就讲到呢，这个核心的我们的福音是什么呢？三十节，你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活。
So here it says.Verse 30, the God of our father raised Jesus from the dead, whom you have killed by hanging him on a tree.
神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
God exalted him to his own right hand as a prince and a savior that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sin to Israel.
我们为这事做见证。
We are witnesses of these things.
神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him.
所以呢，今天这个信息呢，集中在就赦罪的道，这是一个赦罪的，赦罪的恩和悔改的心赐给了我们。
So our message is, we will focus on repentance, 赦罪 repentance, right?
And
forgiveness of sin.
那这也特别讲到呢，就是神已经将耶稣复活，就是死亡的这个拘禁已经解除了。
So first of all, God already raised Jesus from the dead, so death has no hold of him.
所以呢，我们信的人，死亡也不会再拘禁我们。
So those who believe, death cannot get a hold of us.
所以我们有永生。
So we have eternal life.
那这个呢，就是我们中间的人在做见证，圣灵也在做见证。
So we have testimonies among us, and also Holy Spirit is also testifying.
所以等一会给大家一段时间呢，还是要来做见证。
So later on, we will spend some time. You can come and share your testimony.
所以我们最主要的呢，我们要回去，就是说要回到我们信仰的核心呢，这是一个赦罪的恩和悔改的心。神把独生子赐下来呢，不叫我们灭亡，不定我们的罪，要得什么？得永生。
So we have to go back to the root of our faith is that God has does not want to condemn us, but send his one and only son to, you know, save us from the sin.
那如果说我们教会里面，你发现到处都定罪的话，你要赦免教会。
So if you found a lot, you know, like judgment, condemnation within the church, then you have to forgive the church.
因为讲得非常的清楚，这是一个不定我们的罪，是赦免我们的罪啊。
Because it's clearly said, it does not, the word does not condemn us, but to forgive our sins.
所以我们今天呢，就真的再次的回顾我们信仰的核心，新约的核心是什么呢？就是叫做福音。
So once again, we're going to reveal the core of faith. So the faith in the New Testament, that is the good news.
福音就是什么呢？是什么意思？福音这个词太文绉绉了，就是好消息。
So the word gospel is too hard to understand. It just means good news.
好消息。
Good news.
你今天听到的是好消息还是坏消息？
So the news you hear today, is it the message you hear today, is it good news or bad news?
你今天已经听太多的坏消息了。
You have already heard too much bad news today.
你如果在教会听到坏消息那就有问题了。
If you hear bad news from the church, then that would be a problem.
这是一个好消息。
This is a good message, a new good news.
就是刚才我们所讲的，这是好消息，耶稣救人的好消息。
So it's a good news that Jesus came to save us.
好消息就有好的结果。
So good news will bring good results.
那不仅仅是将来在天上和主同在，今天每一个人都会经历他的大能，经历他的大爱。
Not just that we will meet Jesus Christ in eternity, but today we will experience His power.
所以呢，信得越快的，像白痴一样相信的人就有福了。
So the faster you believe, if you believe like an idiot, the more blessing that you're going to receive.
不是，有的人就信得特快，像我太太一进教会就信。
So some people that believes really quickly, just like my wife, that she entered into the church and immediately she believed.
我不是说她是白痴啊，是说她。信了就信就有福了。
I'm not saying she's an idiot, but if you enter and you believe, then you are blessed.
那第一天进了教会呢，他们讲完说是，哦呦，这个白白的恩典赦免的这罪啊，他说这太好了，所有白白的东西我都要。
So when she first went to the church and said, oh, it's a free grace, you know, like everything's free. And she said, oh, I want free stuff.
在帐篷长大，又没吃，又没穿，子弹在头上飞，对不对？也偷过鸡，摸过狗，那就是罪人啊，又要赦罪，又要永生。又有吃的，哈利路亚。
So she grew up in a civil war, so there's a lot of battle, like wars, things going on. She has stolen stuff before, so so it's good if she got free stuff.
所以她一进第一个小时，她就信了。
So an hour later, after she entered into the church, she believed.
后来呢，神真的。听他的祷告，哎呦，一个一个的是为他成就。
And God listened to her prayers, and things one thing after another has been, you know, done for her.
包括他为他的配偶祷告，神就赐给他这么好的先生。
Including that she prayed for a good spouse, and God has given her such a good, you know, partners.
我要谦卑谦卑。
I need to be humble.
我呢是相反的，因为这个太复杂，又不是简单相信啊，太复杂。
So I am on the opposite end. I was very complicated. I think a lot.
要看书，给牧师争论，看了那个图书馆的书都看完，关于宗教的。
So I had to, you know, study the books. I have to debate with the pastors. I have read all the books in the library in order to prove my faith.
哲学、宗教。
Philosophy and also, you know, religion.
历史。
History.
还有这个科学。
And science.
成天跟人家争论。
So every day I was debating with other people.
所以花了两年的时间。
So it took me 2 years in order to believe.
720倍的时间。
So 720
times
of her, yeah, her time.
所以他一个小时，我呢，我不是720倍的时间，720天，从论天的话就是720天，对不对？
So it only took her 1 hour. It took me 720 days in order to.
那如果算 hour 的话，那是几万倍的时间。
So if you count it down by the hours, that would be like tens of.
我吃了很多的苦。
Time.
吃了很多的苦。
So I have been through a lot of difficult times.
我要证明我不是一个罪人。
I want to prove that I am not a sinner.
最后越读越读，最后还是证明自己还是一个罪人。
The more I read, the more I read, I realized that I am not a sinner.
后来还得接受神的救恩。
And in the end, I have to receive the salvation from him.
因为我发现我自己的罪还是搞不定，我自己搞不了。
Because I finally realized I cannot, you know, like deal with my own problem.
那最后还是觉得还是做个聪明人吧，或者。做个白痴吧。
In the end, I finally decided maybe I should become a clever person or an idiot.
就是把我的罪交给主耶稣。
Oh, that is to give all my sins to him.
Hallelujah, 到今天也蒙福。
Hallelujah, I've still been blessed till this day.
那我们信仰的核心呢？今天就总结一下。大家记得这个鱼吗？好多人车上放个鱼。达斯汀车上有个鱼是吧？
So do you know this fish that a lot of people have that in their car, like the decor?
多少人知道这个鱼的这个意思是什么？
So how many people know the meaning of the fish?
啊，有些人可能多少知道一点。
And some people may know it.
这个鱼呢，是早期的信徒呢，啊，就是在大逼迫里面，为了彼此相认呢，就用这个鱼门口挂一个鱼呢，就代表我是基督徒。
So the early believers, they will hang this fish in their doorpost so that in order to recognize each other as believers.
那这个鱼呢？它希腊文的这个拼法呢叫 ichthus.
So that's the Greek spelling.
那每一个字母呢，代表一个非常重要的新约真理，就是我刚才讲过的。
So every letter will represent a gospel truth that which I just said.
那这是希腊文的写法，你不要管它。
So this is written in Greek. You don't have to worry about it.
第一个字母呢 ，iota, kappa, theta, epsilon, sigma.
Yeah, whatever.
那这每一个字母呢，这就是拼起来 ichthus 就是鱼。
So when you spell it out, it means a fish.
那第一个 I 这个 iota 呢，就是。耶稣
So I, Iota, also means Jesus.
就是的希腊文就是耶稣
So in Greek, it represents Jesus.
所以呢我们中文翻译最正确就是耶稣
So this is a Chinese saying, 耶稣、
就是希腊文就是耶稣
So Greek, also Jesus.
那这个耶稣的名字是有什么意思大家知道
What's the meaning of the name of Jesus?
谁知道
Save 吗？
那我这是啊，耶和华是拯救，感谢主你救了我，不然牧师要悔改，因为所有的会众都不明白这个意思。
So that's why he said the meaning of Jesus is
耶稣是拯救。
So 耶稣是拯救 ，Jesus means to save Jehovah is the savior，
就是神要把他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
Meaning that God will save His people from all their sins.
那这就是耶稣的名字的来源。
That's the meaning of the name.
当然，神让这个名字，给耶稣是不是没有原因的。
So of course, there's a reason why God gave him this name.
这个名字在当时非常的普遍，就是旧约的约书亚。
So this name is quite common in that time. So also, it's the same name as Joshua.
那是发生在耶稣的身上，这是不是没有原因的
？But it happens to Jesus, it's not without reason.
所以就是神要把他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
So God will save His people from the sins.
罪恶导致一切的死亡，痛苦。
So the wage of sin is death, and you know all the sufferings.
包括我们自己的罪和别人的罪。
Including our own sins and other people's.
神要把我们从我们自己的罪和别人的罪里面来拯救出来。
God will save us from our own sins and other people's sins.
第二个呢，这个 kappa 呢是 Christ， 就是基督。基督是什么意思？我们基督教，好多人说基督教，啊，那基督是什么意思？不知道。牧师要悔改。
So the word kappa means Christ. So what's the meaning of Christ?
基督呢，就是神所拣选。神所命定，神所恩高就是赐加持力量的那一位要来的那一位。
So Christ means the appointed one.
Appointed one.
Appointed.
Anointed one.
Anointed one.
那大卫呢，在旧约里面，他就是一个恩高的，被恩高的
So David in the Old Testament, he's the one that was been anointed.
被高的君王。
So anointed king.
那就是耶稣呢，就是要来的被神所拣选和恩高的那一位。
So Jesus is the one who came to be anointed and to be chosen.
我们讲了，要想拯救人类呢，必须是上帝亲自拣选和恩高的。你人拣选没有用的。
So when we say we need to be saved, it has to be appointed, anointed by the Lord. It cannot be done by anointed by a person.
人拣选再厉害的都没有用。
So if you're nominated by people, that even though you are powerful, it's still is useless.
Okay. 第三个是 Theta. Theta 就是 Theos, God.
So Theta means God.
就是上帝。
So God.
他是上帝。
He's God.
他是上帝的儿子。
He's the son of God.
必须要是上帝而来的。
So he has to come from God.
下面呢讲到这个 Epsilon 呢就是儿子。
So this word, Epsilon means son.
Son. 是必须是儿子。
Has to be the son.
是神的儿子。
God's son.
不是别的人。
Not someone else.
是神自己。道成了肉身来的。
So God came down in the flesh.
那下面一个呢，就是 S Sigma， 就是 S 啊 ，S 呢就是说是 Savior。
So S means Savior.
Savior 就是救主。
So Savior means
救主
to save. A Lord that saves.
对，救主就是救你。今天你在任何环境里面，他来救你。
So in whatever condition you're and he's coming to save you.
让我们救我们出黑暗入光明得永生。今天在任何环境，他也会救你。
So lead us out of darkness into the light and into eternity. In whatever situation you are in today, he is coming to save you.
我们的神不是过去救你，今天不救你。
He's not the God that he will save you from yesterday, but he won't save you from today.
他不是明天救你，今天他今天不救你。
He's not the God that only saves you from tomorrow, but he won't leave you alone today.
他任何时候都救你。
So anytime, any day, he will say, "Come to save you."
所以呢，这就是为什么我们在这个基督徒呢，现在车上面挂个鱼，门上面挂个鱼，这就是一个信仰的核心。
So that's why we hang this fish in our car or sometimes in our doorpost, because this is the core of faith.
也可以说是早期最早的这个神学。就在这里面。
And you can also say that was the early days, you know, theology.
那后来呢，就有使徒的信经。
And after that, they start to have the letters from the apostles.
Apostles' Creed.
Apostles' Creed. Okay.
那当时因为有好多异端出来呢，使徒的信经、尼西亚信经、亚他那修圣信经出来，就要来针对这些异端。
So because there are a lot of, you know,
creeds.
Yeah.
Cult,
so that's why they need this apostles' creed in order to, you know, fix things.
就是因为那个时候好多人是不能读书的、识字的，对不对
？Because back then a lot of people are illiterate; they cannot read.
也没有印刷术。
And we also do not have, you know, the ways to print. Yeah.
所以呢，就是说那个时候好多都是教会里面都是文盲。
So most people in the church were not able to read.
所以呢，他们必须要有一些基本的一些最核心的教导要背下来。
So they have to memorize at least some of the basic cores of the.
那这个应该说是最早的一个信条的总结。
So this is one of the earliest summary of the faith.
就是耶稣基督生的儿子就是主。
So Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Savior.
那谁认的这个鱼的记号，就是说你认耶稣基督是神的儿子，是救世主。我们就是弟兄姐妹。
So whoever recognizes the sign, you are the son and daughter of God, and we were.
所以今天呢，我们再次的简单的要回到这个基本的信仰。
So we want to come back to the basic of our faith.
新的一年呢，就是回到我们简单的新约啊，新约。
So New Year, we come to our 新约 New Testament.
就是 Good news,
good news
好消息
the good news.
好，我们做个祷告，让大家有一点时间来做见证。
So we will pray, and later on you can come and share.
哈利路亚，主啊，我们新的一年的开始，我们除旧迎新。
So hallelujah, in this new year, we will welcome the the new and say goodbye to the old.
把我们过去不属神的东西，我们再次的，忘记，做洁净。
And those who do not belong to God, we will cast out and we will forget about it.
我们再次的把新的真理，做紧接到我们的心里面。
Once again, we'll embrace, God's truth into our heart.
啊，就是耶稣基督生的儿子，救世主。
That is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior.
啊，这好消息，我们再次的接到我们的心里面。
Once again, we welcome the good news into our heart.
我们信，我们因此也传讲。
We believe, and because we believe, we will also proclaim.
我们信的是一个好消息。
What we believe is a good news.
是吧？印证你的十字架，我们得释放，圣灵住在我们的里面。
Because your cross, we have been released, we've been set free, we will be able to, you know.
主啊，谢谢你，我们中间有彩云一般的见证人围绕着我们。
Thank you, Lord, that we have testimony witnesses like cloud among us.
我们因此也要把这样的好消息传给今天在世界上挣扎的人。
And we will also, preach the good news to those, who are struggling in their lives.
愿你的圣灵再次来膏抹我们。
Once again, anoint us with your Holy Spirit.
我们就是小基督。
We are the little Christ.
带着你的能力，带着你的恩膏来传讲这样一个好消息。
We will, spread the good news with the power and with your power and your anointings.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.